We are in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. We had had two Baraises. One Baraise said, Tani Chada im Ola Mutter Leirait. The Tani Chada Osa Leirait. That if a person was Oila Al Ha'ilon, is he permitted to go down in Shabbos? So one Baraise holds, he's permitted to go down. The other Baraise holds, he's also to go down. So the Gemara had wanted to be miyashev these two baraises in different teifanim. That it seems the Gemara held that meikar adin yizicha permitted to go down. Now the shaila is if they consent him. The stream ahalchim in the Gemara. If it's ola mishachasheicha, then they consent him. If it's ola bemezit, they consent him. If you're kaina shaykikato mezit, they consent him. But the first three mahalchim in the Gemara are that without a din knas, Yizicha permitted to go down. Then we're up to the fourth mahalach in the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua Ketanoi. Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua wanted to say, no meiker adin, there's a machlokes tanoim, if he's allowed to go down, if he's not allowed to go down. Not miteres knas, no meiker adin. Because we learned, hanitnim b'matona achas, Kolbonis, which are nitnim b'matona achas, choyer, shenisavu b'nitnim matona achas. That means there were two bailim, and each one had a b'choyer, and the dam was nisarev. Inosnu b'matona achas. So, yuzayrik one matone, and that is sufficient. And this one matone is oile for both kolbonis. Matn dalet b'matn dalet, Yinosnu b'matn dalet. Rashi says it's speaking about a chatos. Taisu says it's speaking about an oilo. Shtaim shein arbe. Matan arbe b'matan achas. What happens if it became this arev, a matan arbe b'matan achas? So now we have here a problem. If one is zayrik, four matonis, so mele he's over on the dam of the prayer on Bal Taisu. If he's only Zeirik one matone, so he's over on Bal Tigre, he's Mevatel a mitzvah sasei from Balon Matonis of Achatos. So what does one do? Is Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yinosnu b'matan dalet. So Rabbi Lazar said, you should give b'matan dalet. You should take this taruvis domim and give it b'matan dalet. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yinosnu b'matone achat. You should give one matone, and that's all. Omar lei Rabbi Lezer, harei hu oiver al Bal Tigro. So Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Yeshua, how could you give one matone yoiver Bal Tigro? Omar lei Rabbi Yeshua, harei hu oiver be Bal Tosef. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, what you're doing, yoiver Bal Tosef. Is Bal Tigro on the Chatos, and is the Bal Tosef on the Bchoyer? Omar Rabbi Lezer, loy omru elok shehu ba'atzmoy. Rabbi Lezer said, the whole Isser of Bal Tosef is only kshehu ba'atzmoy. But here, since there's a taruvis, it doesn't apply Bal Tosef. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, loy nemru Bal Tigra elok shehu ba'atzmoy. Now, to explain this shakla v'tarye, or what the Gemara says, that kshehu ba'atzmoy, then there's a Bal Tosef. When it's not Ba'atzmoy, there's no Bal Tosef. Tachsach Miyam, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and Da'atzach HaZayin, Loma Toikin K'shem Yoishvin, Loma Toikin K'shem Oimdim, with Tekeya two times, Elok De La'arev Es Asod. That is why we Tekeya before Shemayne Esrei and in Shemayne Esrei. Now the Rishonim shtel zich, why isn't there a Bal Tosef? The mitzvah is to blow teishet kiyas. And why, so why do we blow before and after? Why isn't there a Bal Tosef? So Tosef answers this kasha, that repeating a mitzvah twice is not Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef is when you change the tzuras ha-mitzvah, you make, instead of gimel brochas by bichas koinim, you make dalet brochas, hey batim by tefillin. That's called Bal Tosef. But to do a mais ha-mitzvah two times, there's no Bal Tosef. The Rashba says over there as follows. The loyam rinin, shu oiver mishum bal toisef, Elo bameshe hu moisef midas atzmoi. When a person decides to add on to the mitzvah on his own accord, that's bal toisef. Avo bameshe omdu chachomim v'tiknu, but when the chachomim were misakim, this is a takonis chachomim, is ein kan bal toisef. This is not considered that I am adding on. The kvar nema opia teure asha yerucha. So, l'chayre, the Rashba is magdir, that the gedral bar Tosef is, if a person on his own accord wants to be moisev on the mitzvah, he has no right to do it. But if Chazal tell us, in Fakert, and there's a din mekoil asher yerucha, we're supposed to listen to them. So that doesn't fall into the category bar Fakert. I'm listening to what the Torah says. The Torah says, listen to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold that it is preferable la'alve v'esasotin to blow two times shayfa. So this is not called I'm adding on, it's considered fakert api teire you're adding on. Now, we have here a problem. There was a taruvis of dam chatos and dam b'choyer, or dam oil and dam b'choyer, and whatever you're going to do, you're going to do wrong. But you don't have an eitzer. So the shayla is to be boicher hara b'miyutoi. That is the shayla. So I should do the lesser of the two evils. So now we have your machloikis. The Gemara will explain later the svaris of Rabbi Leza and the svaris of Rabbi Yeshua. But al koponim, Rabbi Leza held the hayra and this problem, this dilemma. The hayra is to be zayrik talit pomim. That is the hayra. So memele, I'm doing it al pi asher yerucha. This is not cool. So the ba'atzmai means, if we would say, mei atzmai, vot kiven gol gishmak. So kshehu mei atzmai, nata yedei heros chachamim. Aber ba'atzmai means I'm being moisif without any legitimate reason. But here, if the circumstances, I'm a chayif to be moisif, I have to do something. I have two alternatives, other to be moisif, other to be gerei, but I have to do something. It's either four matonis or one matonis. So memele, and whatever I'll be over an iser, but al kapon, so you have to know what the hoiro is. So if the hoisof is al pi hoiro, kol asher yerucha, this is not bal toisef. And the same thing Rabbi Yeshua said, it's not bal tigra. If the hoiro is chachomim is mechai. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, let us start from the Rashi, inosnu b'matan arba, dikosova kum asay mitzvah odif. Rabbi Elazar holds that the hanog is, I have a mitzvah mutelis, I have a mitzvah of dalad matonis, so that's what I have to do. I have to be mekayim my mitzvah. Fakt Rashi, afal gav de bahai mitzvah ike tzad avere. Fakt Rashi, aid is an avere also over here, the over abkhir, about toisif. So Rashi, osa asay de chatos, de chsive nosn al kaunis, vedocher le bal toisif de bchir. So Rashi says over here, that this, according to Rabbi Elazar, the reason you're permitted to be zoyrik talad matonis is because you say asedoyche loisas. So the Turi Eben asks a moira di kekasha. The Gemara later, we just learned now, Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Shu told him he's over bal toisef. Zukter alom des, loy omruk shehu ba'atzmoy. What do you need lom des over here? Asedoyche loisas. You have to tell him lom des. It's asedoyche loisas, the fartik. Klein betitzes, yaleska kasha, asedoyche loisas. I'm not over bal toisef. Asedoyche loisas. I'm over dike kasha. So the Turi Eben says, because we're ignorant of one fact. The machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when this arif, dam b'choir, im dam chatos, is speaking about two cases. Case number one, it got mixed in one case, dam b'choir and dam chatos. So here about tarubes domen. That's case number one. Case number two, it is speaking about that there became this arif two cases. That means I have two cases in front of me. One case is dam b'choir, one kais is dam chattas, and I don't know which is the dam chattas and which is the dam chay. So now I have a shaila, what should I do? I have two cases in front of me. What should I do? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know what you do? You take each case. This is a sofik chatos. It's a sofik chatos. And a chatos a mechuyiv dalad matonis. So take the first case and I'm zerik dalad matonis. I take the second case and I'm zerik dalad matonis. Now here there's no esed eicheloisas over here. That means when I'm zerik the case shal chatos, I'm a kaim a mitzvah sasei. When I'm zayrik the kais shel b'chayr, I'm oiver, I'm bal toisif. There's no shail about it. Here there's no esed doichaloi sase. And here we have a taine, here we have a taine to Rabbi Eliezer. You're oiver bal toisif. You're taking a kais shel b'chayr and you're zayrik talad matanis. You're oiver bal toisif. So he said, but Allah is machayiv me to do this. Since I don't know, I have a chiyuv of zrikas dalad matonis, and I don't know which kais I'm a chuyuv, so each kais is a sovik daraisa l'chumra. So I have to do the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that's mutal on me of dalad matonis, so memela, I have to do on each kais dalad matonis. That was his teretz. Therefore, he couldn't say esed doichaloi sase, because there is no esed doichaloi sase. Ad kan divrei haturei eben, which is beautiful in the Gemara. It's kan shoyel aben, so if that's the case, what does Rashi say here, esed doichaloi sase? There's a lomdis of esed doichaloi, there's a lomdis of to be zeirik dalad matam samal without esed doichaloi sase. So why does Rashi say here, esed doichaloi sase? So that's me because Rashi has the kasha. Rashi says, aval gav de bahay mikzve ike tzad aveire. Rashi has the kasha, here there's no esing gassen. Here it's a mitzvah bob aveire. By ataruvais of domim, mishloim if you have two koises. So I'm doing a mitzvah with a kois. I don't know which kois to do the mitzvah with, so I do the mitzvah with both. Masha einkein, by one kois, I'm doing it aveire. Fact the chashi, aval gav de bahay mitzve ike tzad aveire. So it's not even a mitzvah in gansen. It's a mitzvah bob aveire. That was Rashi's kasha. You don't even have a mitzvah over here, because I'm zicher being oive bal toisev. So Rashi says, no, I'll say yes, doichaloi sase. That means it would be a mitzvah bob aveir, I lost my whole mitzvah. So Rashi says, no, here you'll say, esed doichaloisas. The Rabbi Yeshua oimer, noisnoi b'matona echos. So now Rashi explains, what is the svar of Rabbi Yeshua? Is kiven de kaimelon, kolan nitnina mizbeyach achitzin, shenosnon b'matona achas kiper. Since Allah is one matona, lemaisa will be mechaper. So, here we don't have an eitzer, we can't afford to be frumer. That means, here we have to be mistapik b'muit, and there will be eitzer, the maton achas kiper. So the maton achas will help, for both kabonis. You don't go in your zayrik, Dalid matonis when you vadi oiva bal toisef. V'imi shum bal tigro de chatos. Ah, you oiva bal tigro. Kidekoma taima. So later we will see that, Rabbi Yeshua says his tam. We didn't learn yet the tam. Mutiv sheyeyokel bal tigro me'elo. Bal tigro im oiva me'elo. I'm not being, making a giroim biyodaim. Shu yoyshe ve'ena oike halav v'yodai. Me'aver al bal toisev shu oike v'yodai. So me'mele the hoiro of Rabbi Yeshua was that v'ker, I have to be boicher harab v'yutai. So bal tigra I'm oiver b'shei v'altas. I'm not doing anything. I'm not being oike. I'm not being zoyrek. So me'mele there's a giroim. But I'm not making an akira v'yodai. Bal toisev is I'm doing a pu'ula b'yodayim, I'm zayrik dam choyer, dalad maton. That is bal toisev b'yodayim. So l'choyre, mit kahal tahore, Rashi just mentioned before, that, tzabayishpo, this svore is a svore, let's say by two cases. What should I do with each case? Should I be zeirik dalad matonis? Should I be zeirik one matonis? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua held dalad matonis. I'm being over on one kois, baltoisev v'yodayim. one maton, there's a maltigra, but not be yodayim. So mamele, so Rabbi Yeshua held it's better to be oike b'shei v'altas, and be to oike b'kumbasa. Fine. But Rashi had mentioned before, by one kois, is the din of Esa doicha loisasa. Now by Esa doicha loisasa, so why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua hold Esa doicha loisasa? It's moiradik modne, Rashi in Rabbi Elezer says Esa doicha loisasa, and in Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi says, Absalomdes, it's better to be oive b'kumbasei, sheva, better be oive b'sheva altasa than kumbasei. Beautiful. But we better found it in Esa doicha loisasa. Is dachsich mir, Rashi here is telling us the svore, why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't say Esa doicha loisasa either. There's a svore from the Gdoili Achoinim, Chaim mentions the svore, Rabbi Reuven mentioned the svore. The din of Esa doicha loisasa, it is not sufficient that you're being mekayim a mitzvah saseh. There has to be a chiyuv on you to do this mitzvah saseh. A kiyum is not sufficient. For example, Rabbi Reuven wanted to say Pshat na Rashi in Yevomis. Rashi in Yevomis said there was someone that two children Loyaleinu were Mesumach Masmila. And they asked a Shaila by the third child if they should make the bris v'yemashmini. And the Paskin that they should make the bris. Abaye told him, Abaye held like Rebbe, that two times is a chazak. Yeah? So, Mamela, if you're going to make a bris on Shabbos, shorisa you a matter sakante, sakonis nefoshes, the isura you a matter isur also. So Rashi says because mila shaloi bismano is not toiche Shabbos. That's what Rashi says in Abol Yevimtoi. So Reuven was mitzade to say pshan Rashi. What does it mean mila shaloi bismano is not toiche Shabbos? It was Yom Hashmini over here. But pshad is since there's no chiyuv now to make the bris. Because now it's a sakone. There's no chiyuv. So if I'll make the bris now. And the child will live. But there's no din tchiye. The din tchiye, ese doiche loisase, only applies if I'm a chuyuv to do the assay. So my male, then it's doiche the law. But if the halacha is don't do the assay, you're not supposed to do the assay. For whatever reason whatsoever, you're not supposed to do the assay. So if when I'll do the assay, and I'll have a kiyam amitzah, I made mila b'yei meshmini. But since there was no chiyu to do this mitzvah, so memela there's no din tchiyu. Chaim says that if after the Rabbanan said that one should not put tchelis in a beged shel pishtin, So a person puts in trailers, memela be oivan the isekloim. One of the Rishonim said, Eshkol b'gzar machlekes Rishonim, that you oivan the isekloim. So Rabbi Chaim said, you know why you oivan the isekloim? He says, even though you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, now that the trailers is in, but since Chazal said you shouldn't put it in, so there's no chiyuv to put it in. There's no chiyuv to put it in, there's no din chiyuv. So I think we have here a machlekes, a yesodistic machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The person is confronted with a dilemma. He has mutal on him mitzad echo de zachi of mitzvah sasei. To be zeirik, ma balad matonis. On the other tzad, there's a iser of baltoisef. So there's a baltoisef, a baltigo, whatever he's going to do the wrong thing. So the shayla is, what is the anhoge? What should he do? Rabbi Lezer held that the chiyuv is you're supposed to do the mitzvah. There's a sovik mitzvah, you're supposed to do the mitzvah. Aitz can come out, you're able to baltaise it. But that's my anhog. I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. Sovik the reise lechumre, there's a mitzvah that's mitzvah. I'm mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. That was Rabbi Lezer's fault. If you're mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, so then you could say, esed eich aloisas. If it's like, Rabbi Yeshua held, fakert, aloch is fakert, you're not mechuyiv to do the mitzvah. If you have a taruvis of dam, you have a dam chatos and dam choyer. So memele fakel by being zayrik dalad matonis yoive bekum vasei bal toisef. So fakel the hanhog is not to do the mitzvah, not to be zayrik. So if that's the hanhog, there's no esed eicheloi. I'm not mechuyi, versteht sich. If I'll be zayrik dalad matonis, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of dalad matonis. But a din tchi is only when there's a chiv to do the mitzvah. So fakel, it's Rashi, like this, it was a pellet to me. Rashi says in Rabbi Lezer, Eser doiche loisa, so in Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi machs nicht wissen nicht. Rashi just says, Rabbi Yeshua holds it's better to be a sheba al tase. But what's with Eser doiche loisa? If I can't take what was the terrors. If it's better to be a sheba al tase, so me mail it is no chiv to do this. If I can't, I'm hugis fakel, sheba al tase. If that's I'm hugis, it is automatically, there's no din Eser doiche loisa. Now the Gemara goes further. Va'oid omar Rabbi Yeshua. So till now we just were going on the basics that each one said that yes, it's about Toysef, about Tikra, and then we said that the Kshu Ba'atzmai, it's not Ba'atzmai. This is a situation which I'm forced to be over one of the two. So now Rabbi Yeshua says his for Kshenasato Avarto al Bal Toysef Vasisa Maise Biyodecha. When Kshinasata, if you make Dalad Matonis, you're over al Baltoisef, you're doing a Maise, but a Maise you're doing Baltoisef. Kshiloi Nosato, when you don't do anything, Avart al Batigra, Vulay Osisa Maise Biyodecha, but that's called you're being Megarei, Sevel Nigra von sich allein. If I'm not nice in the Matonis, so my Mele is a Giroi. That is the Svore of Rabbi Eliezer. In Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer holds fakel. There's a mitzvah that's mutal on me. I'm a chayiv to do my mitzvah. Suk the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, the Omer Hosam Kumasei Odev, Ochenami Yeret. Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer Hosam Shei Val Pas Odev, Ochenami Lo Yeret. So now, Abuna Bereid, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say, this machloikis that we had, if a person is sitting on top of an ilon, he's sitting on top of an ilon, so, and it will tell him to go down. Now, when he goes down from the Ilon, he's been mishtamish bi yadayim bi Ilon. Mishtamish bi mechuba. Kol derchi yudosei yu mishtamish bi mechuba, Rashi says before. But, so what should he do? So the Gemara says, this is telling the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, ochi nami yoyred, according to Rabbi Lezer, he should be a yoyred. Tahach yeride mitzvahi. The talzman shuhu yoyshiv, mishtamish, pahodo mishtamish. When he's sitting on top of the tree, he'll sit there for 24 hours, so he's being mishtamish b'mechuba for 24 hours. Hilkach, avogav da hashte mishtamish tashmish achak she yoyret, even when he's going down, he's also being mishtamish, ober yoyser ve yoyser odef mishe yeshiv sham, but this is zicher better than to remain sitting there. The shaila is, if I have an alternative, either to be over of tashmish b'mechuba 24 hours, or to be mishtamish b'mechuba another 5 minutes. So this is zicha better. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that one is mechuyev to do the inhachro, the better thing, And even though it comes out, an aver is being done, but that's what you have to pick out the lesser of the two evils. And forget, this is the lesser of the two evils. Yoysev yoysev odev mishayeshev sham. So that means, so this shimush is a shimush which is, I'm doing this shimush in order to be peirish mi aver. So forget, I have to do this shimush. Just like I have to be over about Yosef in order to be mekayim. The mitzvah of Dalad Matonis. L'chayre, according to the Gemara now, that according to Rabbi, that the Gemara is saying the Baraisa that holds one should go down is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Bach Sechmir, according to Rabbi Lezer, the halacha should be he's chayiv leirid. Fakert, he's mechuyiv to go down. Because this is much better. It's much better. Yerida dach yerida mitzvahi. It's yoysa v'yoysa odiv. So if it's a mitzvah, it's yoysa v'yoysa odiv. He's mechuyiv to go down. So I really don't understand how Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua wanted to say this in the machloikas of the Baraisis. The Baraisis has a different lotion. The Baraisis says, Toni choda im olo muta leireit. The lochayich, what's that? Muta leireit? It should be chayiv leireit. I don't know pshat. About Kaponim, that's how Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua wanted to say. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, don't do anything, be a sheva al tase. See, also be a sheva al tase. So the Gemara, Dilma Lohi. So the Gemara, now, fine is to Ravuna Bereda Rav Yeshua, could be your tzushtel, it's not a tzushtel. Ad kan lay koma, Rabbi Lezer, hosom kuma say odiv. When did Rabbi Lezer say? The one should do bikum vasei. Let's say, let's look at the side. Riyoiv, ovid mitzvah. There, when he's zayrik, he's being mekayim mitzvah. So for a kiyim mitzvah, Rabbi Lezer said, you have to be, there's a mitzvah that's mutl on you, so go do the mitzvah. By doing the mitzvah, yoiv about toisef, no. That was my hero. The hero is to do the mitzvah, so I'm doing the mitzvah. Aval oche de lo yovid mitzvah, but here he's not doing a mitzvah, oche nami lo yeireit. Zogt Rashi, the ko'ovid mitzvah, what does the ko'ovid mitzvah mean? The mekayim asay. Is mekayim an asay? So memele for a kiyim asay, asay that's mutl on you to do. And you're mekayim da asay, to doing what you're doing, so you're supposed to be mekayim dasei. I, even though it involves a baal toisev, it's gave me nishton, I have to be mekayim dasei. But over here, loika ovid mitzvah. Here, loika ovid mitzvah. So trashi poirish min aveira hu al yedei aveira. He's poirish from one aveira to a second aveira. Aval kiyim mitzvah ein kan. Aval kiyim a mitzvah there's not. So l'chayre Rashi means to say, like this: Peirish min aveira is peirish from an aveira gedoyle al yedei aveira ktana. L'chayre that is true. Here it's Rashi said yoyse be yoyse odav mishayeshiv shav. But there's no kiyum mitzvah. He says Rabbi Leza only said one should do bekum vasei when there's a kiyum mitzvah. Here there's no kiyum mitzvah. Even though Rashi said before the hach yeride mitzvah. But there's no kiyum mitzvah. Mitzvah l'chayre means it's preferable to do this. He's gaining in the long run. But there's no kiyum mitzvah. The Gemara says that Yoshav v'loy ovar aveiret is kiilu ovad mitzvah. So a person by not doing aveiret, That's considered like he's doing a mitzvah. So if he's doing a mitzvah, Yoshev le'over aveira noisen le'ischar ka'oise mitzvah. So l'chayre, if I'm called, I'm peirish min aveira, yeah, I'm being peirish min aveira. I'm sitting on top of the tree is an aveira b'chol rega v'rega. So I'm being peirish from that aveira. So the Gemara says, Yoshev le'over aveira noisen le'ischar ka'oise mitzvah. So why isn't this called a kiyum mitzvah? He also have a kiyum mitzvah. Being perish from beir is called a kiyum mitzvah. So I thought perhaps one of two I found them how to be miyashiv this. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva explains this din. What is pshat? Yoshev lo yover aveir noisen lo yischar ka oisem mitzvah. What mitzvah did he do? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that he's koivish es yitzroi biyiras alikim. Mekayim es Hashem alekecha tira. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. That what the Gemara says, Yoshev le'over aveiro, is kilu kayim mitzvah, means as follows. A person was put into, given an opportunity, he can make a schwindle. Make a schwindle, and become rich overnight. Perhaps no one will know the difference, he'll just erase something and fix something, and he can become rich overnight. And what is holding him back? What's holding him back is only Yiras Shamayim. So, not doing the shvindel, so he was able to do this, because, as Hashem alekecha tira. So that's a kiyum mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim. As Hashem alekecha tira. A matzav of gila arayis biyodai v'kovish es yitzroi. So again, what's holding him back? The Yiras Shamayim. The Yiras Shamayim is holding him back. So, a kovish es yitzroi biyiras alekim. So that means, if he's using, that means he's in an esoyim. In what is giving him the koyach to be mizgaber over the nesoyin, Yir Shemayim, That's what's giving him the yes and the sign. That's the only thing that's holding him back. See, that's a kimes es Hashem alakech otira. So my mele, how can mekayim a mitzvah es Hashem alakech otira? That is the mitzvah. Over here, this person, when he was sitting on top of the tree, we told him, no, it's better to go down. So that what he's poirish from sitting on top of the tree, there's no, like, nesoyin over here, and al fiyir shemaim is going down. He's in a predicament now. He asked Hashayla, what is preferable to do? So he told him, hey, this is better than this. I do this. So here there was no yir shemaim over here. Hey, he's doing the right thing. It's a mitzvah, if I can, but there's no kiyum mitzvah over here. That means this is preferable to do. But since this, but it's not considered as a kiyum mitzvah. Or maybe a bissel balabatish. I don't know how Eiskalten is. Maybe say a little differently. I mean, the mitzvah is yir shemayim. A person who is sitting on a tree in Shabbos and is going down, the going down from the tree also through shimush b'mechuba, he'll come down and brush his hands and say, oh, I'm a yirei shemayim. I mean, this whole action was the hepech of yirei shemayim. Whatever he was doing, yeah, this is the last of the two evils. But to say this is a kiyum of yirei shemayim is difficult to say. But achsame, that is pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer held, one should go bekum vasei only when there's a kiyum mitzvah involved. When there's a kiyum mitzvah involved, so one should see to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though al yedei mitzvah it'll have to be over an aveira. But that's the hanhoge. But here there's no kiyum mitzvah. Binami atkan lekom Rabbi Yeshua som sheiv al taso odif. When did Rabbi Yeshua say sheiv al taso odif? The Eloi ka'ovid isure. Yeah, the osiv the e loy ovid isure, avol hochid the ka'ovid isure. So there, he's not doing an issa. The loy ka'ovid isure. Avol hochid the ka'ovid isure, achanami di yere. Zuk Rashi, the loy ka'ovid isure. Shu yoy shev. Over there, by, when there was Nisarev, Matan Baal, Bematan Achaz, so, kshu yoishimein inoisin, alav de bal tigre, ve esed de benosan al kronois, de korime aleim. It's neka by itself. So, memele, so there, Rabbi Yeshua said it's preferable not to do anything. The akire, the bitl mitzvah sasei, von sich allein werd neka. But over here, his etzim sitting. This is not called cheval tase. Each reg of yeshiva is a tashmishu. Shuhu mishtamish b'ilon. So why make it that's called cheval? The whole lumdis of cheval tase is that if by being a cheval tase, there's an akire shaloy al yodoy. So male, that's the mile of cheval tase. But here, by not doing anything, he's being mishtamish weiter b'mechuba. So where do you see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that is considered that there's such an hog of Shei Baal Tas? Zog to Gemara weiter. Toni Chod. We learned in one bereise. Echod Ilon Alach. Ve'echod Ilon Yovish. That one is not permitted to go on the Ilon Yovish. Ve'tanya Idoch. We learned another bereise. Ve'med Vorem Amurim Ve'lach. I will be Yovish Muta. A Yovish is Muta. Zot Rashi. Yovish ain't boy lichluach, the lav mechubarum. There's no lachluchis whatsoever. So my mail is not called mechubar, so there's no gzeir of shemayala meyitlosh because it's tolish already. But we have a stira. One braisa says Yovish is Muta, and one braisa says Yovish is also. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda Leikosh. Kan b'shegizay machle. Kan b'shein gizay machle. So Yehuda said, if it's possible that it's shaykh to rejuvenate, so memele, it's shaykh to get back chiyus, so memele, so then it's also. Kan b'shein gizay machle, if there's no hope anymore, we'll never gain back chiyus. So memele, then it is muta. Frag die Gemorre, Gizoi Machlef, Yovish Koreslei. If it's Gizoi Machlef, if there's any possibility whatsoever for it to get back on its feet, so Memeo, that's not called Yovish. Yovish means there's no Lachluchis, so it's impossible already for it to be Gizoi Machlef.
So that's not a Teres. Elo loy kashe. Kan bimois hachama, kan bimois hakshom. What is the chilus? Look at Rashi. Bimois hachama, yovesh muta. Then yovesh is muta. The lek afilu mishem maris ha'ayim. There's no maris ha'ayim. Shereinike lakeu shehu yovesh. Everyone can see that this is yovesh. Shaini moitzi alam. All the trees have leaves. This doesn't have any leaves. So memele, so yovesh it is. Not mechuba. And there's no maris ha'ayim either, because everyone can see that this is a dead tree. Oh, dichtoni also bimoisak shomim. Shainika ben lach ben yovish. In the Yemoisak shomim, all trees look similar. We can't tell the difference between the alive and dead tree. Pika misha marasayim. That'll be a marasayim. He's oile on the ilam. Bimoisak shomim, even though it's yovish, but the ilam based on it. Frek de gemore, bimoisak hamo, honotri peri. Bimoisa Chama, there's also a mocking for Marisayim. Hanotri Peili. Look, Rashi. Hanotri Peili. Shemish Avo Boy Mishon Eshavro. There's some Peiris left on. Osri Lemishre. Lishe Belach. And the people will see that he's taking off the Peiris. So they'll say, no, I saw taking off the paper, so by Elon Lach, they'll also take off the paper. Mehei da liyad di yovish, oto liyad da lach le gazrinom. Ein lach anami. Te eska kasha. We should be gozer aliyad di yovish, oto liyad da lach. Ti gufi gzeire, mi uplisha, oto plisha nikta. But since he's toilish the paper, we should be gozer plisha di yovish, oto plisha da lach. Mi moisa hachamosh. And with the Gemara, but the Lekka Peiris. There's no Peiris on this tree. So there's nothing to worry about. Frag the Gemara, v'kanotri kintze. But the branches, v'kaponim, break and fall. So memele, so baita. And with the Gemara, v'gdude. Yichu, shenoshu, anof of kulam. We have a tree that all the branches are broken off. So memele, so there's nothing. So it's yimai sachama. There's no branches, there's no peiris. So Mamela, that's when Yovish is muta. Rekha Gemara Aini Varav Ikre La Pastia Baosa Big Dude. Rav Asidak Dude. And the Gemara Rav Bike Motza the Godo Bogeda. Rav did not asa me ikradim. Rav only asked because there was a mock in which people were mishouse. So Prashi. Bika motza, kloima einon b'nei teire, she yodu lehizoyer, ke bika zu she ein lo shema, patil parut, so memeile, so that's why Rabba said, not me iker adin, aber, that's me, they bring down, they spakelt, we're not better than the bika that Rabba found, so maybe we should be machna by all the lomas. Tila big dude. Oma Rami Bar Abba Oma Rabas Oso La Odom Shihalech Al Gabi Yakabim B'Shabbos. A person is not permitted to walk on grass in Shabbos. Shem Shenema V'Otz B'Raglayim Chayte. A person who's Memaher B'Raglov is a Chayte. V'Trashi V'Otz B'Raglayim Chayte. Halma Hila Nami Chet Korilei. There's a chet of walking. So what is the chet? Hochi ke chet she toilish asab. While walking, he's toilish asab. Now, we'll see at the end of the Maskona Sasugye that the whole Issa is only according to Rabbi Yehuda that Dov Hashem Mitzkaban is mut. It's not a psikreisha. So, also, only according to Rabbi Yehuda that Dov Hashem Mitzkaban is also. The more feels always, we even at the kaim along to Rabbi Shimon, Kulushori. So we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why do you have to bring a posik in Mishlein? Otz baraglayim. Oso lo odom shahalach al gabi yasabim b'shabbos mishanem b'otz baraglayim chayte. And not a lot, because the Ovashen Miskaban is also, but it's not against a posik in Mishlein. But it could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ovashen Miskaban is also, Taisa says in a few places,
But by Shabbos, it's only also midarabonim. Why? Because Adobe Shein Meskaven felt Malachas Machshavas. If he's not Mechaven, felt Malachas Machshavas. So it could be like this. So without the Posik, it's also midarabonim. It's also midarabonim. He's telling us a Posik, it's also midivrei Kabbalah. That's what he's telling us. It's more Chama. It's not Adobe Shein Meskaven in Shabbos. Adobe Shein Meskaven in Shabbos is also midarabonim. I'm bringing a posik otz beraglayim choytei that midivrei kabbalah is a choytei. There's a different kehenim for someone who's over al divrei kabbalah. Zut the gemara weiter. Tani choda, we learned one beraisa mutaleilech al gabi asabim b'shabbos. V'san ye'idoch, also not allowed to go on asabim b'shabbos. Zut the gemara loy kashe. Ho belachim, ho beyevesh. So look Rashi, lachim also b'ahav toilish, yeveishim kitlushim domi. It is that the yeveishim are tlushim. Zok Tosfos loikasha o belachim o beyeveishim. Bim taima v'le'el osrinim biyoveish the porich v'onatri kinsi. The Gemara said a yoveish is also awesome. And he's on show, and everyone sees what he's doing. But over here, there's a marasain de kishayla. Over here, that no one sees what he's doing, and Batsim he's not doing anything because it's yovesh. So me'mel it's mut. Can be Moisa Chama, can be Moisa Kshome. The difference between Moisa Chama and Moisa Kshome. Zok Rashi, Rashi Shaloi Bim Koime, we'll see by the small hay of the Bach, be Moisa Chama, Zera Yesh be Giv Oilim, the Zera in the Giv Oilim of the Asabim, Umei Shirom. And by walking, be Moisa Chama, he's Meisher the Zroim from the Giv Oilim. Exactly what this Isser is, if this is an Isser of Toilish, an Isser of Zereya, Veisach Nish, but Al Kaponim, there's a besondere Isser of being Toilish, this Roim from the Gevoilim, and this is Dafke be Moisach Ham, and Moisach Ham, you have Zroim in the Gevoilim, and Moisach Sham, you don't have Zroim. We boy is saying, Ho, 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 be Moisach Ham. Both are speaking about be Moisach Ham, Voloi Kashe. If he's wearing shoes, it is mutter. If he's not wearing shoes, it is also. Zok Rashi. Sayim misanei shori. Loi sayim misanei also. Shasabim nidvokim bekishrei etzboisov nitloshim. By walking barefoot, so lemaise it gets entangled between his toes and therefore he's stylish. Tuvi Hama was Meir, it's very interesting in the Seder HaGemore, when the Gemore was answering the Baraisis, the Gemore went, Loikash, Hobalachim, Hobayevashim. So the Gemore was Naked, the Tzad, Issa first. Viboyi Seim, Hobalachim, Loikash, Kami Meisacham, Kami Meisacham, Weiter the Tzad Issa. Here in this Teretz, the Gemara was Noiket, or the Sayim Misani. Rashi said, this is the Tzad Heta, or the Loi Sayim Misani. Later we'll see why the Gemara is going to be Noiket, the Tzad Issa first. Very interesting why the Gemara says, Lo Gebit. The boy is saying, Hova Ho, the Sayim Misani. Both cases are speaking about the Sayim as he's wearing shoes. For Loi Kosh, or the East Loi Uktsi. If the shoe has a spike in it, so then it's also. Because then he'll also be Toilish, or the less layukzi. The boy is saying, oh, boho, the is layukzi. Or the is layshacher, or the less layshacher. If it's long grass, it's also. If it's short grass, it's mutter. For even if the kaimelon ke Rab Shimon kulo shoy. Locha we pass from like Rab Shimon, Adov Hashem is kaven is mutter, so everything is mutter. Ukze Ashbiye Kofuf Mitachtov Pasabim Nidvokim Shom Vetorshom Sarche Psila Aruchesh Eisab Oruch Osa. כי רב שמעון דמה דובה שאני מסכוון מותר. ואומר רמי בר חומא, אומר רב אסי, פוסל לאודם שיוחף אשתוי לדבר מצווה. לדבר מצווה תשמש. So even though it's a דבר מצווה, could be he's מכוון למצווה, shouldn't be nichshel in an iser, but the oifen should not be through kfiya. Shenema v'otz beraglayim choyte. The Rashi says, beraglayim loshen tashmish, t'chsiv bein ragleho kora nofal shochav, v'memele, so that's meira ninyoni tashmish. V'oma Rav Yeshua ben Levi, כל הקויפה אישתוי לדבר מצווה, ויסקויפה, הווין לוי בונים שאינו מהוגון. אומר רב איקה בחינני מייקרו, כתפוסק סס, גם בלוי דעת, אם תשנו רוצן מצד האישה, נפש לוי טוי. תניה נמי הוכי, גם בלוי דעת נפש לוי טוי, זה הקויפה אישתוי לדבר מצווה. So that's going on Kaifa Ishtay, below that. Ba'otz beraglayim choyte, zeh ha-boyel v'shoynev. Person who is boiled two times, one after the other. Frek de gemore eini v'omar rove horeitze lases kol bonov schorim yivel v'yishne. Leikoshe zek de gemore kan lo das, kan shaloy lo das. Let us see Rashi. Zetrashi gam beloi das, reishe daikro. Gam beloi das, nefesh loi toi, ba'otz beraglayim, choyte. Daikro, otz beraglayim, nefesh loi toi, loi toi vim habonim hanasim beloi das haisha. Shohoyo baylo, otz beraglayim. Haboyel vishayno, so what is the avle? That's an otz beraglayim, shematricho. That's avke shaloi lo das. לדעס האישה יבוא וישנה. ביי. שמח מסביר אישהינו נסעה והאישה. והול בישו טייבו. כשבו ביר שנייה היא מזרה סתחילה. ואיכד היא מזרה סתחילה. מור בנחמני אומר רבי יחן. כל אישה שטייבס ביי לו לדבר מצווה. האישה דת תויביה באי לו לדבר מצווה, זו קרשי לדבר מצווה תשמיש, הווין לו בונים שאפילו בדוירי של מוישה לא יהיו כמויסה, ובזויכת הוא מיירה בכקינדה, ואילו בדוירי של מוישה כסיב, הובו לכם אנושים חכומים ונבוינים וידעו לשבטיכם, they were looking for חכומים ונבוינים, וכסיב ואיקח את ראשי שבטיכם אנושים חכומים וידועים, ואילו נבוינים לא ישכח. זאת אומרת, בדיירי של מוישה דין הם נבוינים. ואילו גבי ליה כסיב, ותצא ליה לקרוסוי, ותאמר אילי טובוי, כי סוחר שכחתיך. וכסיב ובני יסוחר יוידי בינו לאיתם, ודעס מה יעשה ישראל ראשיהם עשיים, וכל אחיהם על פיהם. Al Kaponim, we see the Bnei Yisocho, V'yoydei bino le'itim. They were mevinim, they were nevoinim. So that what Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to find in his doyer, the Bnei Yisocho, V'yoydei bino le'itim. Agavur chedachsach mir, the Chazdei Oveis, Shesh Pshat, Yoydei bino le'itim, L'das ma'yasa Yisroel, so he says, Pshat is like this, that they were nevoinim, the times when to learn, when to be, Mois and Nefesh when to learn. But das ma yasa Yisroel, there are certain zmanim in the year, Erev Shabbos and Azevaiter, when there is a small amount, Mitzoyim Kippur, there's a small amount of people who are learning. So they were yoydei bina le'itim. They understood the times when there's a small amount of Yidin, Yodas, well, to know what Yidin are doing, and they used up this time, they were Mahadar, to learn Bedavke in these times. Abal Kaponim, they called Yoydei Bina. זוקט גמורה, אומר רב יצחק בר רב דימי, so what are you telling me? The gewaldic is that, for an isha to be tevei a baila, and the results will be gewaldic. Frag de gemore, Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, esek lo lois, niskalo lo chavom, tersiv ele isha homa harbe arbe, eilu shnei tipei domim. These are the two tipei domim, achas dam nide, ve achas dam psulim. So these are the tzar that she has. Others say she's Nesa from Dam Sulim, she's Nesa from Dam Nida, Dam Sulim is Betzar, Dam Nida is Todil. Al Kaponim, these domim which Asosa. Etzvoinech, Arba Arbe, Etzvoinech, the tzar Gidl Bonim. Ben Yehuda says, could be it's Merumiz in Etzvoinech, because, Etzvoinach could be used two words. Otzev boinayach. Boinach. Atika boinayach ala boinayach. That the etzev from the kinder. Zetzar gidl bone. Veheiroinach. Zetzar ibo. Etzev tel de bonim kibashmoi tzaleide. Alishach chukosech melamech isha mishtekekes. El bailo. Vishoshe yoitzil ederach. ואם של בורך מלמד שאיש התיבס בלב ואיש תיביה בפה. So the Gemara is asking a kasha so you see an isha, that's one of the klolot, that the isha is not tiviya bepeh. And here you tell me, kol isha shetivas bailo. Before we go to the Gemara's teretz, so there's a kasha from the Marsho, l'chayra the seder from the posik is very modne. Harba arbe etzvoinech, zetzah gidlbonim. Vehiroinech, zetzah reibo. So lochere, the tzah reibo and the tzah leide comes before the tzah gidlbonim. That's the Marsho's kasha. So the H. Yosef says that the pasuk is speaking to Chaveh. Chaveh had, before the chet, they had Cain v'Hevel already. So Cain v'Hevel were born before the chet. So the kingdom is a shengahat. So Memela, this was the klola. So the first klola was, hey, sisagid l'bonim. Got sagid l'bonim. Kind of kahal get hevel. Same will give him sagid l'bonim. And then weiter, the children which will be born later, that's his weiter, tel di bonim. That's a tel di bonim, that's a haroinech. They say another teretz, the Ben Yehuda says the teretz, the Binkum of Chaim Veloshin is the teretz. The pshat is that in the klole there is as follows: harbe arbe etzvoinech, zetzar gidl bonim veheroinech. That the teva heisha, that the teva is that she's in the midst of being megadol the small children and she becomes muberes already. So memele the pshat is the combination. That's why. The Gemara is putting this in the klola, the combination, the tzar gidl bonim, that's one parsha. The tzar hiroi in another parsha. But the parsha gets aggravated when you have both together. You're in the middle of being megadol, the kleine kinder, and you become muberes again. So memele, that's the harbe arba. They bring from Rav Chaim Veloshina, the Ben Yehuda says this, So that's why the Gemara puts it together, that there's a heroin bizman mehot tzar gidl bonim. Let us get back to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha that here it says that there's an inyan to be teveya, and here it says that sheisha tevas belev ish teveya bepeh. Zu hi mida teve benoshim. Now the Gemara continues that this is Damasin amida teva. But it's a klola. The Nyakim, they bring from the Ramban, mida and klola is two different things. That means the etzem, this is an hoge fun snius. But the idach gisir, the tshuke, for tashmish, and the being unable to be mevakish tashmish, is a klola. It's very frustrating. Malkaponim weiss doch heus mis nisch teveya. Als klola, aber wo dat teveya. So the Gemara answered, ki kamrinin de marzaye arzuye kamei. Zogt Rashi. Nevoinim evinim dovo mitoir dovo. Yisocha leye toves yakev lebar mitzvah. Atoimar eilai tovoi ki socha yuschach ticho. Leye lemaise had a say, the Ben Yoyoda explains, because... But that was the Laila Shal Rochel, so she had to explain what had happened over here. That's why she had to say Bepeh, it was Meglech Anders. Tzar Ibu Ubrois Choylois Heng. Kimashmoy Tzar Leide Mishtay Kekes Misav Letashmish. V'yim Shal Boch Shuhu Moy Shal Loima Bepeh Tavis Liboy V'yishe Bolev Uboy Shal Lohitzi Bepeh. V'marzuye Arzuye Kamei Marilefonov in Yone Chibe. So Memele, that is the Indian of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini. She means L'shem Mitzvah, she was Baila L'dvar Mitzvah, like Leia, she was Mechavan to be Mamet Shvotim, Shiftei Ko. So Memele, and she's Marilefonov in Yone Chibe. So this is, she's Eichet Abonim, Shloi Hoya Bedeire Shomaish. Fregte Gemara Hani Sheva Havi. He said there were 10 klolis, we only were minor 7. Yosar Abdimi Oma Atufe Ka Ovel Uminude Mikol Odom Vachavusha Bibes Asud. Zot Rashi. Atufe Ka Ovel Boishe Lotzeis Beroisha Parua. It's very unclear what Rashi is saying here. And if Rashi is saying, I mean, the Issel, Lord says, Beprius Reish is an Issel. We're speaking about, so it's not a Talal's Busha. We're speaking about the Klola, unless we're speaking about the Klola that Chavikat, and that was before Das Yehudis and Das Yisrael, and so there's an Atheist, the Kibusha, Lot says, Bereisha Perua, maybe that group is the Klola. She has to all the time cover her hair. Maybe speaking before about the Isurim. Menude lechol odom. Lekami meforosha asur lechol odom chutz mi bailo. For ish noisei noshim harbe. Vechavushe bibeis asurim. Kol kvude bas melech pnima. A kaponim, if one hears from their wife that she feels like she's in prison the whole time, she was mechaven a gemara al kaponim, and that tell that mezogin, this is lachtanken the alta ba bechave, and a kaponim, that's the kol kvuda bas melech pnima, it's a chavusha bebeis asurim. Zog the gemara vayta. Mai menudem mikolodo, ilayim emishim da'osolo yichud. Let's see the girls on the nyak. Does he really yichudi badi gabri the lab di tol? So she's a menude. She's also be yichud. Yunami also yichudi badi itze the lab di day. She's also also. She's not the only one that's a menude mi kol odo. Yeah. Elo does he really beitchei. Now she's also, she can't marry two husbands and he can have two wives. So these are the other three klolos. That she has long hair like a shed. That's a psazoya psoichet abezoy in a klola. That's in the Ben Yoyoda says she can make her hair. But that's a job already. Well, the teva is megadela seya kililis. Without making her hair, she looks like a shed. So we have three more klolos. Why wasn't this arangerechen? Why says only 10 klolos? Hani shvachulo. These three in yonim is not a klolos. אמר הבחיה מי דחסיב מלפני מבהמי סורץ מאיפה שמיים יחכמנו מלפני מבהמי זו פרידה. We can learn from בהמי סורץ, that's a פרידה. שקרס ומשתנה מיים. So we can learn סניאס from a פרידה. מאיפה שמיים יחכמנו זה תלמגל שמפייס אחר כך בויל. We can learn that's איפה שמיים. Okay, קודם עם שמיים זה כנגד מחובי, כנגד התענגול, מיכויל תעצמה, גבריאל. ואח כך בואי, אומר רב יחן, ולמול אלוהי ניתנה תאירה, היינו למדן צניאס מחתו. We could learn צניאס מחתו. וגזל מן המולה. בהרויס מיינה. והרחרץ מתענגול. שמפייס ואחר כך בואי. התענגול, בפור תשמש, זה מפייס ואחר כך בואי. ומי מפייס לו? הזנר עד עוץ ברגליים חיית. אומר רב יהודה, אומר רב, אוכי קומה לו. The טבע of a talmud girl is that before Tashmish he spreads out his wings to the ground. He goes over to the talmud girlis. So he means to say, זבינה נולך זיגי לך זיגי דמותי לך אבקריך. I'll buy for you a beged that will reach your feet. The Ben Yehuda says, Emerson Atana Gailis has very nice feathers that fill the feet. But she has chicken feet, which stick out, which Mustama she's embarrassed with. So that's the pious. The pious is that he tells her before he spreads his wings to the ground, and he says, I'll buy a beged for you that'll cover your feet. The motelach at karech, they'll cover your feet. Thus, Zoktirirtsu. We learn for here, the Marei Mesoda says, there's an Indian of Pius, of Begodim, Taka, to be Mephayis, from Amis Samchon, Al-Kaponim, we know that what Noshim fall for, what the Begodim is Choshev by them. Lebosa Hochi, so that's before the Tashmish. After the Tashmish, so now, no, he's the Beged, so he doesn't ignore his Tzuzot. Amalah, so after the Hanhoge of the Talmud girl, after Tashmish is, that he bends down his head towards the ground, towards her. So Pshat is in this action is Lisham to say, Lekabalte, Ohu Talmud Goyle, I Islei Velei Zabinin Allah. I mean, she could take off the crest of his head, that's his crown, if he really has what to buy her a beged, he doesn't buy it. That means afterwards, he's Mephayis her, help by the buy. He's still interested in buying her beged. So Mele, so now he doesn't ignore his pious. He's Mephayis her again. The Ben Yoda says, Amir de Kivot, that, Eshtecha, Kigefen, Periya, Biyake, Se, Bisecha, Benecha, Kishisili, Zaysam, Shavu, Shechnecha, Hine, Kichen, Yavarech, Govi, Yerei, Hashem. So he says, the Pasuk says, Hinei kechen yevoirach, ben that is ein gebench, oi da yirei Hashem is a govern, as a zevi a talmigo. Oi ba zeyirei Hashem, and as nish mefayis, is a nish roi le broche. All these broches were, if he's a govern, he's a zevi a talmigo. Just like a talmigo is mefayis. Teres Chaim says, that's what Rus came to Boyes, she said, o peirasto knofecho, ala mosecho. So she said knofayim. She wanted to be meramez, that the Indian of, she wanted he should be a baal, just like a talmud girl is that's the seder atashmis, is peiris knofayim, that's the pius. So that was, she wanted to be meramez. But that was her rotzen, what she wanted. Zot Rashi. Kalabailo, Shahula Mailo Bishastashmi, Shvachlo, Yeshevis or Mishtane Bitsnias, Vaina Chaseira Klumbedova. So that's not a chasov. Nasis Kalabalo. And the Gemara says later, Taki, that one can learn Snias from a Prede. Zu Prede. Melavne Bibahames, Zu Prede, Shekeiras or Mishtane Mai. So that's a Dova Shal Snias. when Yod says grad amir de kevol. Oh, let's first finish the Rashi. Bein chaser klum bedov. So that's nothing wrong. That's not a klum. Vanas is kala bailein la teirech kol kach. Teir chay merube mishama. The laf name alam deinu. Mibam is oret shanosem bem chochma lo hoi reis lono. Shemefayis hoi lech upoishet knofa. Vuhupiis kedama lakama. Shayma lo liknais malbu shemagil oret. Li is machatu shayne matul rei bifnei odom. So the Ben Yoda asks, why did he say, Umbolei litna teirib ke loin sniyas from a chasul? The Gemara said before, you can loin sniyas from a preide. Why did the Gemara jump to a chasul? So the Ben Yoda wants to say, there's a Gemara in Seif Hayriyas. The Gemara in Seif Hayriyas asks, why is it that I think it is the difference between a kelev and a chatul? A kelev is makir bailov. His owner, he's indebted to him, he's close to him. And a chatul is not makir bailov. It can steal from the bailov. There's no akoras atayt. So the Gemara says, akal b'chayma. If a person eats from something that an achbo bit, so he's nichshel and shikre, Chatulim that they eat achborim about the gevist ashokchem. So Mamela, that's why she's not makir toif to the baal. She's a shecheyach achborim. So the Ben Yehuda says that's the kunz of it. She's a shakchem, aber eini matel rei b'fnei odom amechaset zayose. That means with kol ha midah of shikre. So that's why he can learn. That's why he chapped on tznius from a chatul, not from a preide. וגזל מן המולד הוסיב אוגרה בקיץ לחמו, תוכן בקיץ לחמו, ואין אחס גזלס מחול חבות. וראיס מיונה שאין נוי נסקק אלו לבזוגוי, זיגה מלבה שקרן קוט. ובוסר אוכי לאחר בילה שמנניה וכויפה ברושה לא לאורת, היא איסלי במליקח, זה ממילה, he would do it.